Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir, thanks to Taddy's Ponsonby Road and High Street.
Do you have that in the nine? I just fashioned it up there for you. Nice. Hi, Penny. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Penelope.
Can't hear myself. Hang on.
What about if we do this? How's that?
I don't think these headphones are working. That's all right.
The inadequacies of the college radio station. How's that? Better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're all on. Anyway, how are you, Penny?
I'm good, thanks.
How are you? What have you brought to the table this morning?
I thought we'd talk about copyright and patents and things.
Yes!
Like that.
Just,
you know, really thrilling.
All right.
So basically, with copyright, as soon as you create something,
So this is for people out there who aspire to design.
Yes.
Perhaps, I suppose.
Yes. Copyright protection applies automatically once you create something original. So it kind of like, as soon as you take a picture of it or put it up somewhere or whatever, or you've created it, technically it's yours.
As soon as it's born unto the world.
Yes. Yep. But then after that, you don't really have much protection, and you've got to get things like trademarks and that sort of thing. And so there's some interesting things online about it, but not necessarily within New Zealand. There's strong kind of law around copyright in the UK and Italy and that sort of thing around fashion. But New Zealand is a little bit more vague.
Yeah, like we don't sort of follow it up? Or we don't?
Well, if you go to like the Copyright Council website and stuff like that, it covers literary, dramatic, musical and artistic works for 50 years, but doesn't kind of include fashion or apparel or anything like that. And if I did searches on apparel, it was quite interesting to not be able to find anything. And I guess kind of like our most famous cases of copyright issues are things like when Trillis Cooper took Tamsin Cooper to court around 2006 because of her name.
And this is Trillis Cooper, who is kind of known for making very similar designs to other designers as
How
well.
So dare you?
It's a bit pot kettle black.
Isn't she a dame? She'll be soon, eh?
Yeah, she's a dame.
Yeah. Is she really?
Yeah.
Just joked.
Yeah, no, she is. She's a dame. Yeah, I guess like
I'm not laughing at the fact she is a dame. I'm just saying, I am actually.
Yeah. It's kind of like weird because you can copyright aspects of an item of clothing, but you can't really copyright I made a shoe or I made a jacket or something like that, you know.
So how does one say, look, I've got a print of Bambi on my T-shirt? How does that make it?
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like the catch. So if you've got an original print, you can actually copyright that. So you can actually trademark and patent that original print so that if someone knocks that off. And I actually do know of a local designer that happened to, and I won't name names, but they had a print that came out, and it was an original print.
Yep.
And then a couple of years ago, it came out again with somebody else using it. It was very, very similar. And, you know, they didn't want to kind of like make a big scene or make it legal, so they just politely emailed them and nicely asked them to
do your bloody mind.
Yeah. Yeah. And they nicely did remove it.
Because they got caught.
Yeah. Yeah.
So have either of you seen the t-shirt range that the Kardashians put out?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
This has been quite contentious.
Wow. Get off that prescription medication, whatever it is you're on.
I was talking to somebody about this last night, and it's very much their brand that it's super audacious, right? So you're taking a band that's important to a lot of people and putting your face over the top of it.
Just to sort of describe it to people, it's like they're taking bands like Pink Floyd and The Doors, Metallica, T-shirts, like designs of these, and then just superimposing, like just smacking on a great big picture of like of Kylie Jenner climbing out of a pool or something.
The thing that I heard though, and this
so
is the
bad. They're the worst looking t-shirts I've ever seen.
Yeah. Like, if you want to be audacious, that's awesome. Like, well, good on you, mate. But
it's
the
dumb
thing that I heard, which I'll double check
they
right now.
They look dumb!
Is that they're actual vintage t-shirts. And I find that quite sad.
So they're overprinting.
They're overprinting on vintage old band t-shirts. Text in 5395. Does that make a difference to you? Because it kind of does to me.
5395?
Yeah, like
Of course it does.
Just so blatant.
Would you buy a vintage t-shirt?
I'd buy a vintage t-shirt, but not with the
right
Kardashian
one
on.
Yeah, no. But because I've got a couple of, I've got a couple of T-shirts, a couple of Jane's Addiction ones, and a couple of, you know, just little just T-shirts I've collected over the years, sort of thing. And some of them are worn, some of them I haven't. And I found a Jane's Addiction one that was about $400 or something ridiculous. If I guess if you could sell it to the right person at the right time, you know. Yep. Whoever's buying in the market for a T-shirt, and they'll probably send it back with this sort of slight imperfection or something. But the there's a market for old T-shirts,
yeah,
for old band T-shirts.
You know, like it was, just check out eBay; it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, I looked it up. Vintage, in the descriptor for these T-shirts, is in quotation marks. So God
okay,
knows.
Okay, so
what that
old,
means.
Old looking, so faded and old.
But God
the,
knows.
So
what
imagine,
that means.
Imagine it, like listeners, imagine a Doors T-shirt, if you will, just the classic Doors, the logo there, and sort of a, you know, like a moody picture of the band there, but just blah, blah, over the top, like a like someone's vomited Kylie Jenner on the, right on top of it.
Yeah, one of them is a Metallica T-shirt with Kylie Jenner. Instagram picture what? Of her kind of coming out of the pool.
I'm kind of into
like
no,
it's actually
that's
like
so bad.
I'm kind of into how audacious that is, as long as they're not messing up genuine T-shirts that somebody's loved.
But what?
KK on a two-pack.
Speaking of copyright,
KK on a two-pack, obviously for Kim Kardashian.
Speaking of copyright, Penny, Valletta Wallace, who is, I believe, Notorious B.I.G.'s mother. Yes, Notorious B.I.G.'s mother has come out and said you have no right to use the likeness of Biggie.
Mm.
This is it's part of his estate.
But they
so
just look
stop
shit.
It.
They look terrible.
Yeah, I guess it's weird though because like if you're a famous person and yep. you're famous for whatever, like can you actually copyright and trademark? I mean, you can trademark your own face.
Any,
I guess.
Any image. Yeah.
I mean, because like Beyonce and Jay-Z, right, they trademark their children's names immediately. So
sure.
Like Blue Ivy was immediately trademarked, and so was is it Rumi and the
so you can't, so people can't come out with a Blue Ivy house paint or a Blue yeah. Ivy underarm deodorant
is
or
that
something
why? So yeah. you can't then that's phenomenal
because people will totally cash in on whatever they can.
Well do you, I mean it's hip-hop's a shocker for that, you know. Hip hop's a shocker because you know when you hear when the people are talking on songs and they're doing that, yeah, 2017, da da da, and they sort of like say what the song is and
product
who's
there.
Yeah, it is because all the big hip hop stations in the States make you pay for pre announce or back announcing.
Really?
Yeah, so it's basically like putting an ad into your song.
Right.
Isn't that
wow.
out of it?
Wow, that's crazy.
That's disgusting.
Well,
like 44 square in the million songs.
Just as you guys were saying, people are going to exploit whatever they can sell.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
well, were you not saying that?
Penny was. Penny
right.
was.
Yeah, sure.
Apparently, like people like high street brands tend to like they actually have a formula for going and like ripping off
yeah.
other higher end
yeah.
brands. So they yep. go and you know because all those high end designers they do a lot of research. That's why you end up having a whole season of Ruffles. You know because there is actually a trend following thing that you like research.
Ruffles isn't
what I've got on my arms. Yeah.
I see you are wearing Ruffles too.
Yep.
Look at that. Oh,
yeah.
Hey!
Also doing a really cool thing with her arms
flying.
Right now.
Like a bantam hen.
Oh, shit.
That sort of, I know I'm not going to fly, but I'll flap my wings anyway.
Yeah. So they actually have a proper process, and they go through and they like will buy the high-end garment and then take it away and pull it apart.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
then rebuild it, you know, like by
yeah, like an alien spaceship.
Yeah. yeah.
And what's the rule? It's like 20% different, and then you're fine.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, yeah. well, anywho though, but back to New Zealand's copyright laws, are we lapse in our copyright laws, do you think, or perhaps do we just need to tweak a few edges and we'll be sweet?
Maybe we need to tweak a few edges and maybe like a listener actually knows a bit more about where you can go to find out about copyright
309-3879, please join in the conversation.
Because I think it's really, you know, we should be really responsible and look after our designers because we are very talented here and,
yep.
You know, and recognised around the world and stuff like that. And I just think it would be nice if there were some like stronger...
Hang on, just a second, I was going to give $5 million to the yachting. Here we go.
What was the notorious one? I'm probably going to get in trouble for naming the designers, but the rumour was that a certain Newmarket
allegedly
was banned from Zambezi fashion shows because they just wholesale rip off most of their collections.
Oh, I don't know that one. Oh, yeah. That was pretty obvious, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's obvious in the name, isn't it?
Strong.
Hey, but you know, like Coco Chanel actually said, if mine are copied, so much the better. Ideas are made to be communicated. And there was actually a an exhibition at the New York Fashion Institute of Knockoffs in 2014. Wow. Or something. Specifically.
I'll tell you what, I've bought a couple of knockoff pairs of shoes in the past, and man, you'd be really hard pressed to find. If you get the right knockoff, you know, and you'd be really hard pressed to find the difference.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Really hard pressed. Hard pressed. Pressed really hard.
I've got a friend that was telling me the other day that her daughter had a Louis Vuitton handbag and it was original, and so many people accused her of having a knockoff that she just stopped using it.
That's amazing. Right round to the other side.
They were throwing out Louis Vuitton handbags at the America's Cup, weren't they?
Yeah.
What's the big deal about them?
I think because it's been a brand.
Luxury.
Know,
it's a luxury brand, isn't it?
Around luggage for a million years.
In
a time when originally when monograms and things like that were really cool, you know, in like 1750 or whatever. And I don't like
the big year for monograms.
Steam and things. As well.
Yeah, it's like when you're like doing the grand tour. And you had your whole Victorian outfit fitting in just one trunk, you know.
Yeah, sure. Perhaps maybe you're adventuring up the Congo or something like that. Yeah.
And you're with your Louis Vuitton being rowed in the back in the boat behind you.
Now it's just old slappers from England with too much fake tan on. I've actually realised what it is with English girls now.
Oh God.
with that look. No, they're going for the same look that sort of LA girls had like in the 80s.
Yeah,
like are you even looking? I'm just talking about what I've seen on those ridiculous TV shows.
I love Made in Chelsea.
Oh my god!
But
it's always
aspirational, right? Yeah. The aspiration is like I have the time to sunbathe on the beach, and when you don't, you use fake tan to look like you do.
But look at Donald Trump for a start. You just stop, stop.
Maybe he'll start a trend that pale is totally in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I was in Thailand recently, you couldn't get a moisturiser. I wanted to buy a moisturiser for my beautiful skin to keep my skin supple and beautiful, and every single one of them had like a whitening agent in it.
Mm. Whoa, really?
Yeah, because every single one of them had and some sort of snail excretion was quite big.
that's probably quite good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've always taken a punt that it has been, but it's nice to be validated at last. All right. Hey, thank you, Penny.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. Tuesday mornings on BFM Breakfast. Thanks to Taddy's, Ponsonby Road and High Street.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town.
Beep, beep. Beep, beep. Beep, beep.